Afterglow.
Ed Sheeran and Afterglow on BBC Radio Lincolnshire. I was talking about RAF Coningsby. It's just been pointed out to me as well that this day is actually the anniversary of the first flight of the Lancaster as well. So the Battle of Britain Memorial flight, putting out on social media this morning, they say it was this day, 1941, when the prototype Avro Lancaster took its maiden flight. The Lancaster was designed by Roy Chadwick. What is amazing, I remember finding this out, and it was only a few years ago when I realised, I didn't realise that Roy Chadwick, the guy who designed the Lancaster, was also the same person who designed the Vulcan. And in my head, those two aircraft seemed years apart, but they weren't years apart at all. When the Lancaster went out and then the Vulcan came in, they were in I haven't got the difference in years, but it wasn't very long between the two aircraft, and the same guy designed both of those aircraft. So happy birthday to the Lancaster today as well. Now, we may be in another lockdown, but let's stay positive where we can. Let's go to Grantham. And Philippa Lewis is a dance teacher and examiner. Morning, Philippa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. And I know that you have been trying to stay positive during all this. And as a dance teacher, how have you been getting on during what's been
happening? Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, the thing is, the studios have been closed mostly since March, you know, but they have been open sometimes. And actually, when the studios have been closed, we've been online, you know, and we can teach dance online, which is fantastic, really. And it works, you know, it cheers people up. But also the students that I've been training, trained them through the first lockdown, and then obviously we got the second lockdown. So unfortunately, they had perhaps a couple of sessions face-to-face in the studio, and then eventually were able to take exams in December, of which they did really, really well. You know, in fact, all of my students that were trained online and then took exams with hardly any face-to-face got distinction for their exams. And so obviously, whilst the A-levels and the GCSEs can't happen, students can still study for dance online, and eventually, once the studios open again, they will be able to take exams, and they are Ofqual accredited, you know, so they can achieve and strive for something through this time, which is really hard and disappointing for everybody after we, you know, we started off nearly a year ago and thought that we'd be well clear of all of this by now, you know.
It's interesting as well that you can keep doing something like this. And you said, you know, of course we can teach dance online. Did you know that you could teach dance online before the lockdown, and you had to teach dance online?
Absolutely not, really. I trained teachers as well. So I had done some remote learning for teachers, but not very much, but not to the extent. And to be perfectly honest, this time last year, I didn't even know Zoom existed, you know? and now we're all on Zoom, teaching online and making the best of it. We really are. And actually, you know, even from the children right up, as I say, to students and teachers, we can all achieve something. And obviously, you know, some of it is towards exams and towards things like that, but some of it is just for a bit of exercise, a bit of friendship, you know, and to see people and to have some fun, you know.
You've been teaching your family as well, haven't you? They got back into it or getting into it for the first time.
Yeah, I have, actually. I mean, my mum and dad are actually in their 70s. I think my mum's cajoled my dad into joining one of my adult classes online. But yes, they join in and they completely love it. You know, they join in for 45 minutes twice a week. And for them, obviously, you know, in their 70s, they've not been out at all, really, since March last year. And so it's great for them. I mean, and my son as well is, he's a student, but actually I think I forced him to do it, really. But yeah, you know, it's just fun and cheerful and a bit of happy time, you know.
Well, you sound really positive, and you're giving off that feeling of, right, you know, you throw another lockdown at us, but we've got this. We know what to do now.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, let's face it. I mean, it was the first time round, it was shocking. And then, of course, it was really disappointing to have lockdown number two. the tier system, I think then we all kind of, you know, adapted and thought, oh gosh, this is hard work, but we'll get through it. We all knew lockdown three, I think, really, we all knew it was coming, but none of us wanted it. And yeah, it is, it's really, really disappointing, and it's hard work, but actually, you know, we have done it before and we can do it again. And, you know, when you wake up and it's a bright, crisp morning, and, you know, there's a lot to be cheerful about and there's a lot to keep going for. And we can sort of say, yeah, you know, we've got this, we have done it before.
I'm going to stop there because I think that's a perfect message. You know, let's stay positive. We've got this. We can do it. Let's not think. I mean, the way you put it, it's not cold and dark and horrible outside. We're not in the middle of winter. You look outside and you see those bright, crisp mornings. That's the way to look at it, I think. And you know spring is on the way, and we know the vaccines are being rolled out. Brilliant. Thank you very much, Philippa. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. It is BBC Radio Lincolnshire. Just gone 9:20.